So sometimes we get these little bits of scripture for our sermon or for our worship, and we'll go, well, what's the context? Because every scripture has a context. So I'm going to give you the context of why Moses is having this conversation with God. Moses is having this conversation with his Lord up on the mountain. But what has happened before that is God heard the cries of his people in Egypt in captivity. And he sent Moses to set them free. And they saw the waters part. They saw the plagues and the waters part. They saw the pillar of smoke and the pillar of fire. They saw the God's glory, God's presence in their midst continually until they got to this place in the wilderness when they kind of stopped at God's holy mountain where Moses was to go up and receive the law. So Moses went up to receive the law, and they saw the clouds and they heard the thunder and lightning. And so God's glory was up there on the mountain with Moses, and they were down there and they were human. They wanted Moses down quickly. They thought maybe Moses had just left them, was going to hang out with God and ignore them for the rest of their lives. And so they went to Aaron and said, Aaron, we need to make a god. So Aaron collected all their gold, and they made a golden calf. And Moses comes down from the mountain, finds them in the midst of this time of worship, a golden calf, and he is angry and he breaks the commandments right there, and he dashes them to the ground. And God is angry as well that his people, his chosen people, could not wait. And so Moses goes back up to the mountain. And God is saying, hey, you can go into the promised land with my people. I'm not going back on my promise. You can take them there, but I'm not coming. They can face the consequences of where they're going, but I'm not coming. So then this is where we come into today's scriptures. When Moses is interceding on behalf of God's chosen people. In fact, did you hear that verse when he says to him, and I'm going to find it if I can find it. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways. Consider too, that this nation is your people. Can you imagine having that kind of a relationship with God that you can call God sort of on the carpet and say, remember, these are your chosen people too. If you're going to send me here, how can I go there without you going with us? How will people know that we are your people if you aren't with us? Show me your glory and come with us. So when we wonder, does God listen to us? God listened to Moses. God showed Moses his glory. And if you read into Deuteronomy and Leviticus and all those places of law, you'll find out that God's presence did go with God's people. There was the Ark of the Covenant. Now, many of you know it because you remember Indiana Jones. But the Ark of the Covenant was here well before Steven Spielberg made it famous. And that ark carried the presence of God. And the tabernacles, the tents that they built every time they stopped, had the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant and God's presence dwelled. God's presence in our Old Testament scriptures came in various ways. Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden. Noah experienced God's presence. Abraham met with God on various occasions through the three angels or through visitation in dreams. Moses and the people of Israel, they knew God through the pillars. They knew God through the parting of the seas. They experienced God's presence in very real ways until God said, I'm going to make my presence known a little bit differently. So this is when you wonder why we pray Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is how God's presence has moved within us and within the world. In our Old Testament scriptures, God's presence was very real as Father. And then God came to earth in a baby. Came in flesh and blood. And God's presence dwelt on the earth in human form. God the Son. And when God the Son was crucified, dead and buried, and rose again, gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here today, we are in God's presence through the power of the Holy Spirit. God's presence is real in this earth. It's real in us. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. God's presence is within us as much as it is within the world. So when we wonder, can we talk to God? Can we intercede on people's behalf? Why do we pray if we don't believe we can intercede on people's behalf to God? Why do we pray if we don't believe that God will listen to our prayers? God with us, Emmanuel. God was with Moses so that Moses' face shone when he left the presence of God. Have you ever seen somebody's face shine after they have been in deep prayer? Have you ever seen somebody's face shine after they sung the hymn, How Great Thou Art? Or while they're singing it, or while they're offering the Apostles' Creed? It's when God's presence moves out from within us so that the world can see God's presence. Moses reminded God that we who are human often fail God. But our love for God is what should allow God to move forward with us. That God should not desert us or forsake us. And Jesus promised never to leave us or forsake us. God with us. So when we think about God's presence and we think about Moses, we think about how Moses had these very strange and difficult people to live with, that Moses still loved them enough to intercede on their behalf. And God went with them into the promised land, even though Moses did not. God did. So at Union Chapel, after I offer some words of reflection on the scriptures, I offer a song and then some opportunity for the members of the church to offer reflections back. And Robert McGee is my primary responder. And this Sunday, because I had told him I was preaching from Exodus, he's been studying Hebrew and all sorts of different languages, and he loves the King James Version. He had looked up what Exodus means. Exodus, the word in the original language, means from the world to God's glory. That the movement of the people of God goes from their worldly life to that of God's glory, always moving closer and closer to being in God's presence. God wants that of us. God does not want us captured by the world, because we can get captured by the world just like those Israelites got captured by their desperation in the wilderness. They wanted some way that they could figure and control out of that situation. Or they wanted to go back to their real comfy chair in captivity. Something that they understood and needed. But God's presence is the real true reality that we can live in and through. So it is our task to always be moving closer to God and further from the world. And one of the ways we do that is through prayer. Another way we do that is through worship and study. And a third way we do that is just to spend some time in God's world and soak up God's presence wherever we find it. So this week, spend some time in deep presence and prayer with the Lord. In December, we're going to start a prayer study, from, I believe it's December 11th through December 31st, that we'll be in intentional communal prayer, maybe in our homes, but intentional communal prayer, so that 2021 is a year that we enter in fully present to God, and God's glory will be manifest. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.